What a great blessing it is to be here, to be with you, to be with so many godly mothers, and to have guests who have come today just to be with your mothers. And we have moms and dads that have come to be with children. Thank you. You let us know that we're important. You let us know that parents matter and that children matter. I read a story about a young woman who was in prison, and she was being interviewed about her life. And she was talking about the things that she did not have in life that she saw other young people in her life they had. And she was telling that she would be out playing in the streets with her friends, and then she would hear a mom call, "Johnny, supper time. Please come home." Just a little bit, it would be, "Susie, please come home. Supper time." And one by one, this lady said, "My friends would all be called home." She said, "My mom never called me. My mom would not be one to bring me home." Most everybody in this room can identify with those moms that would say, "Come home." And that's why some of you are here, because mom did say, "Come home," in one way or another. Thank you for listening to the call of your mom. When I think about mothers, obviously have to think about my special mom. I don't think it's any secret to anybody that knows me very well that I somewhat idealize my mom. If you ask me, do I think my mom was perfect? I would have to say absolutely not. But do I think she was outstandingly great? I would say absolutely. For my mom, it would be strange for you to think about our greatest teachers. Some of my teachers are sitting in the room today. Highly educated, outstanding people, helped formulate my faith, helped give me an opportunity to be in a position to teach. They gave me much, but there's not a teacher in this room that taught me nearly as much as my mom. She had an eighth grade education. I've told you before, she used strange terms like "you-ins." She wasn't even educated enough to say "y'all." What a great teacher. Some of you can identify with that in terms of a mom who did not have the opportunity to be educated formally, but you had, like me, great teachers. Some of us blessed with parents that had good educations. But it isn't the bachelor's degrees and the master's degrees and the PhDs that really matter this morning. Because I'm not talking about moms who have a job at the local school system or at the local university that are our greatest teachers. I'm talking about just plain moms who love their children, who want their children to have the very best life that is possible. And fortunately, everybody most likely in this room had a mom whose major concern was your spiritual life. Who are you in your relationship with God? I missed seeing Miss Jerry Hall laid to rest yesterday. Very sad about that. What a great mom. What a great lady. And I wish that I could have heard the tributes that were given in her memory to honor her, because she was certainly deserving. But I was in the process of helping to lay to rest another great mom. We're so grateful for Brother John's service as an elder here and growing his family here, and what a great blessing that has been for the Henderson Church. And so there are many people in this room that knew of them. Very few of you ever heard the name Shirley Ayers. Shirley had seven children. Yesterday, as a part of the funeral service, those seven kids had sat down together and they wrote a letter. They wrote a letter they intended to give to her yesterday. They had been planning for weeks to get every child, all seven of them, home yesterday, all of the grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren. They planned yesterday as a special work day at her house and a special day for that family to say to Shirley, Happy Mother's Day. Instead, we were together at the Antioch Church Building in Raymer, Tennessee, talking about what a great lady she was, what a great impact she had, and we walked out of the building over across to the grave site and watched her being laid to rest. I wish that I had time to read that letter to you today, but I don't. It was impressive in the way in which those people thought about their mom. And then a real treat for me. Two young men that, in a way, I helped to raise were grandchildren. When I think about my relationship with Mid-South Youth Camp and then Fried Hardeman, lots of students come through as I was at Mid-South for 25 years. These two young men that I know very well and love deeply got up and paid tribute to their grandmother. I wish I had a video and audio of what those grandchildren said about their grandmother. It was outstanding. We have mothers in this room and grandmothers and great-grandmothers in this room who deserve that kind of honor. And today, we can't do everything that we would like, but we want to honor mothers. Someone said, the M in mother is for the millions of things she gave me. No time to tell all the stories that we could tell. I've told you about my mom coming to a field where I was being paid to work, chop cotton. She took my hoe, handed me my baseball glove, and said, go play your game. Millions of things like that we could tell about that our moms have given us. The O means only that she's growing older. I don't remember when my mom wasn't old. I was 5 years old when my dad died. My mom was 39. I thought she was an old woman. She lived 48 more years. She wasn't nearly as old to me when she died as she was at age 5 when my dad died. But that O just helps us see our mothers in the stages of life and they're growing older. The T is for the tears that she shed to save me. I'm pretty confident I brought my mom many, many tears. When I was a teenager, I say often, I wasn't really a bad kid. I just wasn't a good kid. I wasn't thoughtful. I wasn't thankful often. And I remember one time my mom had asked me to be in about 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock came, I wasn't there. I got home, I think, that night about 12:15. We lived in an upstairs apartment, and the stairs, you could go in through a door downstairs or you could go up some stairs. And we always went up the stairs on the outside. 12:15, my mom is sitting on those stairs waiting for me. Tears. I wasn't grateful. I didn't understand why she was wasting her time as a 16-year-old boy. H is for the heart of purest gold. What hearts our moms have for us and the gifts they give to us. E is for her eyes with love light shining. I can tell you this. Someone told me one time that not everybody at Fried Hardeman loved me, and that's the truth. I wish it were not the truth, but I'm confident it is. But I can tell you this, there was not a day in my mother's life that she didn't love me. She wanted to beat me to death some of those days, but it would have been death by love, because she wanted me to be good, and she wanted me to do good. And the R means right, hard to see back. As I walked by her that night, she was sitting on those steps. But I can tell you this, that R, as I look back, means she'll always be right. What a great girl I had for a mom. And there are moms just like that sitting in this room, and I'm very thankful for that. But our moms didn't always have it easy for us to come into the world. John 16:21 says, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been brought into the world. Jan and I have three children, all special to us, all precious to us. I could not quit thinking when that first little girl was born. Here's a human being that Jan and I have brought into the world who has a soul that will never die. That was not an easy process, but what a great process. It's a God-designed process. It's pain turned into joy. There's some grandparents in this room right now holding babies of your children. Very few things are more joyful than that. But we have so many beautiful babies in this congregation. What an unthinkable joy. We're so grateful that we're blessed in that way, but we recognize the joy brought about only because a mom was willing to go through pain. In Proverbs 1 and verse 8, there's the mention of listening to dads. And so we haven't been left out. But I wanted to just this morning use this phrase from Proverbs 1 and verse 8. Do not forsake the law of your mother. There's some folks in this room that have maybe forgotten the laws that mom set before us in terms of spiritual well-being. And if you are that, I want you to think about that today as you think about mom on this special day. Because if we took the norm and we look at the norm, mom's law is the law of kindness. What a gentle touch my mom had from time to time. She had to have a tough hand from time to time with 9 kids between the age of 3 and 17 when my dad died. But what a kind touch my mom had for life. And especially the last 30 years of her life, 40 years of her life, I don't know. But what a sweet, sweet lady she was to us, the queen of our family. It was the law of love. And that's not just about a feeling. It's hard to describe, especially to young people, that feeling that those of us that are older have about our parents. But it's a law of love. It's not a law that says, I just feel good. But moms have a law that says, I will do you good all the days of your life. That very special, virtuous woman in being honored and praised in Proverbs 31. One of the things it says about her husband is she does him good. Boy, that could be said about moms like mine, moms like yours, doing their children good. When we start thinking about the law of love, the many tons of things that our parents did, not just the feeling between them and us, but what they did. That's what love is about. It's about what moms are willing to do. The law of selflessness. moms totally give themselves up. One of the grandchildren yesterday said, when I came into my mama's house, the remote to the TV was mine. She said, you watch what you want to watch. What would you like to eat? It was about what I wanted to eat. What would you like to do? It was about what I wanted to do. And he was praising his mama for her selflessness, which leads to the law of giving. My mom gave her life to 9 kids. An amazing blessing. That's what the law of our moms would be about today. And so we need to think about the law of a mother. But the ultimate for a mother, some of you ladies are wearing corsages, and I know you appreciate the gift of a flower. I know how neat those gifts are, the kinds of things that you love and appreciate. I don't know what you received today for Mother's Day or what you will receive for Mother's Day, but I can tell you this. There's nothing you could give your mom today that would bless her life more than you being a faithful, dedicated servant of God. We read about Timothy and how blessed he was in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 5. When I call to remembrance, Paul says, the genuine faith that is in you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, he said, I am persuaded it is in you. I can tell you this. My mom went to her grave with that attitude toward her children. That's the attitude of any right-thinking mother everywhere. For those of us who are children, to have that genuine faith that God so wants every one of us to have, that we would be faithful. In chapter 3 and verse 15 of 2 Timothy, Paul again refers to what a good man Timothy was. There are other passages that tell us what Timothy was about in his life. He says that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through Jesus Christ. That's what moms want. So today, as we think about moms, and moms, we love you, and we want you to feel honored today. But as we think about life, as we think about what you would like for us to have, what God would like for us to have in connection with you, it's a life of faithfulness. And there may be someone in this room, a son or a daughter, who may be my age or much younger, who needs to listen to the law of your mother in terms of faithfulness to God. It may be your mom has taught you, you need to be baptized into Christ. It may be that you have been baptized but are unfaithful. You want to put a smile on mom's face today. Turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. It's what God would have us to do. That's what our hope is. That's what our prayer is. Because it's not just mom's desire. It is God's desire that you turn to Him if you have that need. And that's the very purpose for which we're about to sing this song. If you need to, listen to the gentle voice of Jesus and come as we stand and as we sing.
Hark the gentle voice of Jesus.